As I contemplated the readings this week, I couldn't help but be frustrated with the incompleteness of the human person. In the first reading from Isaiah, we see a people looking back at their past and seeking to find a completeness that's rooted in that. In today's gospel, we hear the scribes and the Pharisees seeking completeness in an understanding of the law of Moses. We see a woman seeking completeness in an illicit relationship. Our completeness cannot be done simply by us. Our past is very important. It helps to form and shape us. Catholic doctrine, the scriptures, everything that has been written and shared with us over the past 2,000 years is very important. But it does not complete us. Healthy and appropriate relationships are very important. But they too cannot complete us. We can only be completed by God and in God. During this season of Lent, we take the opportunity to focus particularly on our incompleteness, our brokenness, our sinfulness. And hopefully, as we do this, we can look forward with this promise from a God who makes all things new, so that we too can be renewed in the joy of the resurrection in the season of Easter. I often struggle with the idea of chasing the myth of my completeness. I think human people often do this, and they do it with good intention, using gifts that God has given us. If we've been given the gift of intellect, no matter how much we read and understand about our relationship with God, we cannot learn enough to be complete. If we have the gift of faith, no matter how much we pray, we cannot be complete without God. If we have the gift of financial resources, we cannot go out and purchase everything that we need to be complete. It is only in understanding and giving our will over to God that fulfills us and completes us. This past Wednesday, St. Genevieve Parish offered a communal penance service in the season of Lent. I understand that 130 people showed up for that, including whole families. I'd like to encourage you to consider celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation before Holy Week. Reconciliation is our opportunity to contemplate our incompleteness, to contemplate our brokenness, to help us to put things in appropriate place in our lives so that we can free ourselves to turn toward this God who makes all things new. Today's gospel is often questioned, what is it that Jesus was writing on the sand? Some suggest that it was the sins of the people who were standing around. I like to think that Jesus, who is the God who makes all things new, was perhaps writing your name and mine in the sand. desiring that we recognize our fullness only in Him. So as we continue this celebration, we have the opportunity to take Jesus into us. As we continue in this season of Lent, we have the opportunity to ask God to fill those incomplete places in our lives. And I invite you to not focus on your incompleteness as a burden, but as a gift. Because our incompleteness is the opportunity for God to fill us and to make us new.